So in 660 CE, there was a guy named Brahmagupta. So in his like books or scriptures, what he had written was like how the of job of water or the work of water is to flow, the property rather than work or job, the property would be the correct word. Like the property of the water is to flow. Similarly, the property of the earth is to attract. And this man like died in 668 CE. Now in 1150 CE, there was another guy who was like rewriting his scriptures. So whatever he had already written, so he was kind of like retranslating them or like rewriting them, and that guy was Bhaskara. And like in his book, he gave the word or the terminology of Gurutvakarshan, which in English translates to gravitation. And like we all are aware, like in 1600, late 1600, so Newton gave the theory of gravitation, which is like worldwide famous. But all of these were already discovered in Indian scriptures or by the Indian, you know, ancient pundits. And similarly, like he's talking about another old scripture or the text which was written called Vimana Purana. So Vimana in Hindi word translates to aeroplane in English. So this was completely about aerodynamics, I would say. And like NASA is doing a prototype research and already have a prototype based on this research, based on the book, where the fuel used is mercury. So there's a property of mercury, like when it gets heated up, so it gets lighter and lighter. So that is a scientific thing. So and like I found the logic to be right, like once you start heating the mercury, it starts become lighter, and at some point of time, so there must be a threshold temperature at which it becomes lighter than the air. So once anything is lighter than the air, then it would automatically start elevating itself, and that's how the things fly. So that is the concept.